This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. Wisconsin voters have rejected two proposed state constitutional amendments that would have made the governor share power with the legislature over how to spend discretionary federal funds, thanks to big votes in Dane, Milwaukee, and other traditionally Democratic counties. The ballot questions lost by about a dozen percentage points. That means the governor will retain sole spending power. The Republican-authored proposals to give the currently GOP-controlled legislature equal clout did win in conservative Waukesha County, where voters were unwilling to give their last name, but did agree to speak briefly into an audio recorder. Sheila says she voted yes to power sharing.
Because I didn't want one or the other to have all the power to make decisions on the money. I wanted them to combine it. I'm assuming that's how it was going to work if we voted yes to both.
But other county residents, including a man who gave his name as John, voted no.
During, times where we need emergency funding, it'd be better to have, that funds allocated right away versus trying to get people together to vote on the issue.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers had used the term attempted power grab to describe the GOP proposals. In a statement last night, Evers said he's incredibly proud of the investments he's directed to support farmers, working families, and small businesses, also to expand high-speed internet and hold the line on child care costs. Jay Heck of the watchdog group Common Cause Wisconsin says the rejection of the ballot questions is good news for the public.
It makes sense that the governor, who's elected by all the people of the state, should be in charge of figuring out how best to distribute that money rather than leaving it in the hands of a small, powerful legislative committee, the Joint Committee on Finance in this case, which is, run by a couple of legislators who only represent, tens of thousands of voters rather than the whole state.
Heck says there are still plenty of regulations making sure the governor properly uses federal funds. And the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which also praises last night's vote, says voters can change governors every 4 years. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.